Take your Bibles, please. Turn to the book of Psalms, Psalm 55. We'll read verses 16 through 23 together. Psalm 55, verses 16 through 23. We'll read this passage responsively. Psalm 55, verses 16 through 23. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning, and at noon will I pray, and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many with me. God shall hear and afflict them, even he that abideth of old, Selah, because they have no changes. Therefore they fear not God. He hath put forth his hands against such as be at peace with him. He hath broken his covenant. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet were they drawn swords. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. But thou, O God, shall bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days, but I will trust in thee. And let's pray. Father, thank you. Thank you for being in this place. Thank you for your presence. Lord, many, many, many hundreds and times in the Bible you said to trust you. But I'm glad we have a God that we can't figure out. We just have to rely upon you. Father, please fill our preacher with your power. You have been with him oft this week, and yea, so many thousands of hours throughout his life. Father, please give us what we need. We're a needy people. We're a hurting people. We're a sinful people, and we're in need of what the Word of God says. Please fill our preacher with your power. Fill us with your power as we listen, please, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated.
I'm excited about this morning's sermon, and for a special reason. I'm excited because I just know beyond any shadow of a doubt that I'm going to help some of you in a very special way. I would tend on a morning like this morning, it being our spring attendance building campaign, to maybe be a little more evangelistic, but this morning I feel like I want to help the Christians that are here, and in a special way I want to help some of you that feel overloaded. If you'll listen to me, I'm going to help you. I want you to leave here, and some of you, I want you to feel as if we've taken some of that weight off of you so that you can better serve the Lord. The Bible says here in Psalm 55, verse number 23, it said, "Thou, O God, shalt bring them down unto the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out of half their days, but I will trust in thee." The Bible says in verse 22, "Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee, and shall never suffer the righteous to be moved." Here the Bible tells us somebody was weighed down, but God said, you could, if you chose, cast your burden upon the Lord. Now, listen very carefully. I fly on airplanes quite frequently. About 10 times a month, I will get on a plane and fly somewhere. This week, I was on 4 different airplanes. I'm allowed to take luggage on my airplanes with me. They'll allow me to take 2 suitcases. And then there is a load limit. The load limit used to be 75 pounds. They have lowered that load limit. You may only put 50 pounds of luggage, 50 pounds of clothing or whatever inside your luggage. So there's a load limit. Now, I have a little piece of luggage with me here today. I've got some luggage here with me, And I'm going to use this luggage, and it's going to help me throughout part of my sermon today, and I'm going to set it right here on this side. Now, this piece of luggage is overloaded. It's so overloaded, it's got some stuff hanging out here, and I'm so grateful to my wife. I asked her to help me with this, and she on purpose put my Andy Griffith pajamas in here. I just know you're such a sweetheart, honey. I am dignified. Don't do things like this to me. And there's my Andy Griffith. But yeah, I like Mayberry RFD, so you know. That's because half my staff act like Barney most of the time. But I've got a suitcase, and it's overloaded. You can't even really get it totally zipped. Now, if you overload your luggage, they'll require you to take something out of it, or they will penalize you very heavily for having it weighed down too much. So, and why? Well, and I'll tell you this, an overloaded piece of luggage, it's hard for me to carry. But not only that, it's hard for the airline representative at the ticket counter to carry. The luggage handler has to carry that overloaded luggage. And so they said, we're going to set some load limits. And you can't go over that limit. Too much weight in a piece of luggage will eventually destroy the luggage itself. If your bag is too heavy, you're going to hurt yourself, and you may hurt others. Now, I want this piece of luggage, if we could please this morning, I want this piece of luggage to represent your emotions today. I want this to become the compartment within you where your emotions are kept and where they are stored. So this piece of luggage that's up here is where we keep your feelings and your emotions, please. Now, we all have a load limit emotionally. God knows what your load limit is. He created your load limit. He's the one that created you. He knows your load limit, and He never overloads anybody's emotional suitcase. Now, but where the problem comes in is this. We sometimes try to overload ourselves. There are way too many Christians that are sad today. There are way too many Christians that are depressed and discouraged. I believe one of the reasons why Christians get down in their emotions is because they have overloaded their emotional luggage. There is a load limit. Is your emotional luggage loaded down? You say, Brother Owens, when I go to grab the suitcase of my emotions, the luggage is so heavy, I can hardly pick it up, I can hardly move it. I don't know what you put into your suitcase. I don't know what's in there. Is it weighed down from hurt? Is your life heavy from hurt? Is it heavy from the hurts maybe that society has cast upon you? Is your luggage weighed down from the hurts of your own personal failures? Do you find your emotions heavy to carry? Maybe it's hurts from your mother, or hurts from your father, or hurts from your children. Maybe hurts from some stranger. Maybe you feel the heaviness within yourself, that emotional area in your life. But maybe those hurts come from abuses from the times going by. Or maybe you live in an abusive situation now. Do you suffer from the heaviness of the hurts of unreached goals in your life? Or hurts from friends? Is the heaviness that you face, is it a marital heaviness? You feel the pressure and the heaviness of marital struggles. Or maybe there's something else that you have packed into your spiritual suitcase, your emotional suitcase. And I have some things here. For instance, let's see what could be put into our emotional suitcase. I have here the words spiritual responsibility. Are you carrying some responsibility spiritually? And I'm going to put that in there. There's that spiritual responsibility. Wait, maybe what you've packed into your suitcase is the emotional stress of temptation. We all face some temptation, so I'll put that in there as well, putting that in my emotional suitcase. Or maybe this paper says bad decisions. Maybe you face the weight and the heaviness of having made some bad decisions in your life. So we put that in your emotional suitcase. Maybe you deal with a child that has acted foolishly and it hurts you and you're weighed down because of it. So we'll put the foolish child paper into your emotional suitcase. Maybe you have some bad habits in your life. You know, they shouldn't be there. Those things get you down. And so we take the pressure of bad habits and we put it inside the emotional suitcase. See, what happens is we start loading ourselves down. There's only so much room for our emotions in that suitcase and we overload it with things. Is it that sin has weighed you down? Is there sin in your life? And hey, listen, folks, your life was not intended to be sinful 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're supposed to be spiritual. And the pressure of sin on us emotionally, I'll tell you something. You'll mess your emotions up if you live in sin. You'll mess your emotions up. Hey, so we take the sin of life and the emotions that go along with it, and we put it in that suitcase. Maybe you have loved ones that are lost. They're unsaved. They're not on their way to heaven. You say, Brother Owens, there are people I love and I want them to go to heaven and they're not interested in the things of God. And so what we do is we'll take the lost loved ones and the pressure of it and we put it inside that suitcase. Maybe you're grieving. Maybe you're mourning. Maybe you've lost a loved one in recent days. Maybe months ago, this year, in the last couple of years, you've lost a loved one. You say, Brother Owens, there's a cloud that hovers over me because of the loss of my loved one. And you say, it's heavy. So we take that and we put it in our suitcase here. Now, let me tell you something. Everybody here, listen carefully. You are not to allow your emotional suitcase to become overloaded. You're not to let that happen. Boy, I'd have to sit on this thing and I'd have to pull it. The zipper would be very tight if I tried to zip up that suitcase right now. Listen to the Bible. It says in Psalm 55, verse number 22, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. We are to unload some of the heavy contents of our emotional luggage so that we're able to carry it. Some of you say, Brother Owens, I go when I wake up in the morning and I must pick up the suitcase of my emotions. It is so heavy. There are times I just don't want to get up in the morning. It is so heavy to carry. Now you listen to me. The Bible says here, cast your burden upon the Lord and He shall sustain thee. God is saying you are to unload some of that heavy burden and you are to unload some of that heavy responsibility, and you're not to try to carry it around. Now, we've got to do that, folks. Hey, I must unload my spiritual suitcase for me if I'm going to make it in life. Hey, everybody look right at me now. Everybody look right at me. I'm to unload that spiritual suitcase not only for myself, but I need to make sure that my emotional suitcase is not loaded down too much for my wife. You say, what? Well, the way I behave, the way I handle my emotions is going to affect my wife. Hey, but what about my children? My children must contend with the way I handle myself emotionally. And if I overload that suitcase, it not only hurts me, it hurts my wife or my mate. Not only hurts her, it will hurt my children. It'll not only hurt them, it'll hurt those around me. It's going to hurt those that are watching me as a Christian. The lost, they watch me. And they want to know, hey, is your God big enough to sustain your emotions as you go through the difficulties of life? And I want the lost to know, yes, indeed. My God is big enough. My God's big enough to take me through the difficulties of life. Why in the world would the lost want your God if your God can not sustain you through the emotional battles of life? He can. He can. But the problem is, you keep cramming stuff in that suitcase. You cram it in there and you cram it in there and you cram it in there. You wake up in the morning and you say, look, if I can get up, I'm so loaded down. And I say to you, it's not how it's supposed to be. Let me describe biblically that heaviness that we experience. Psalm 119 verse 25 says, my soul cleaveth unto the dust. You ever heard someone say, I feel lower than a snake's belly? Here the Bible's talking about our soul virtually cleaving down to the dirt, down to the ground. Psalm 119 verse 28 says, my soul melteth for heaviness. Have your emotions melted into a depressed puddle? The Bible says in Psalm 69 verse 20, it says, reproach hath broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness. And I looked for some to take pity, but there was none, and for comforters, but I found none. Here the Bible compares this heaviness. It uses the words full of heaviness. You have a broken heart. You look for comforters, but it seemed like no one around you could do the comforting you needed. So we see here, it's a low feeling. We see here, it's a melted feeling. We see here that it is a broken heart. The Bible says in Proverbs 12:25, heaviness is in the heart of a man, and it makes it him stoop. Or heaviness in the heart of a man maketh it to stoop. Here the Bible says, your heart stoops. What does that mean? Your heart is bent over like a winded runner. You know how a runner, they'll bend over and... Your heart has stooped. Your heart has bent over. Why? It's so heavy from the burdens of life. Isaiah 29 verse number 2 says, heaviness and sorrow. You feel sorrow. You feel heaviness. The Bible says in Romans 9 2, the man that wrote Romans said, I have a great heaviness. And you say, Brother Owens, it's a great heaviness that I feel within my spirit. It's a great heaviness down inside me. Lamentations 3 7, it says, he hath made my chain heavy. You feel like emotionally you have a ball and a chain. You say, I feel like I carry this thing around. I wake up in the morning and I carry this ball of depression. I carry this heaviness in my spirit. Matthew 11:28, the Lord said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Here it talks about it being heavy. It's a heavy thing. You say, and this passage Scripture says, and I will give you rest. Some of you are saying, Brother Owens, I need an emotional nap. I need a rest. I need my emotions to be able to be rejuvenated. My emotions are abused and beat up. My suitcase is so full. You say, I need an emotional vacation. And the Lord said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, I can give you that. I can give you that emotional vacation. You don't need drugs to do it. You don't need alcohol to do it. Right. People run from reality, going out here and buying illegal drugs, and they'll run from reality and kick the bottle hoping to escape it. But you'll wake up the next morning.
Right.
You'll face it again. Psalm 38, verse number 4, says, for mine iniquities are gone over my head. As an heavy burden, they are too heavy for me. Here the psalmist says, I am emotionally in over my head. Listen to this. For my iniquities are gone over mine head. As an heavy burden, they are too heavy for me. You see, I'm in deep water emotionally, Brother Owens, and I waded out. Now my tiptoes are not touching the ground. I feel the waves of the pressures of life smashing in my face, and I'm afraid I'm going to drown. It's heavy. It's too heavy. You see, let me say, first of all, God describes better than any psychologist could ever describe the heavinesses of the emotional stresses of life. Why? God's the one that created you. He knows what's going on inside you. Secondly, the Bible describes the causes of these heavy feelings that we have. Listen, sometimes we have that heavy feeling because of our grieving or our mourning the loss of a loved one. Isaiah 61:3, it says, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning. Notice it here. It says, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. God said there is a heaviness when you mourn. And of course, when you lose someone that you love, there's a void. There's a gap in your life and a gap in your spirit. And let me say to you, it is very healthy to mourn. It is very healthy to grieve when you lose a loved one. It's okay to cry. And you should. You're supposed to. You're to mourn. But wait, there are those who mourn in a virtually unhealthy way. They mourn and they mourn and they mourn and they mourn and they slip into a depression. They slip into this deep, dark hole. I mean, they mourn and it's a very unhealthy mourning. All should mourn. All should weep. But there has to be a time when you start phasing out of it. You come back out into the land of the living and you live and you live your life and you live it for God and you get a smile on your face and realize God's still alive and God still has a plan for your life. Thinking this week, what a difficult week our people have faced. Brother Ed Davis, good man, been in this church for years. His daddy went to be with the Lord. Brother Ed called me this week and he said, Brother Owens, he said, I'm rushing to Pittsburgh. He said, my daddy, they're giving him just a few hours. And Brother Ed began to weep and he said, I want to be there. He said, I am going to go and hold my dad's hand as he enters into the portals of heaven. He said, I know something. He said, I can't wait. He said, I want to be holding my daddy's hand when he takes his last breath, because I know as he takes his last breath, Jesus is going to take his other hand. And I just feel like it's the closest to heaven I'll be until I get there myself, feeling my daddy's body and the angels take him on to glory. But his daddy passed away. Marianne Kelvington's mama went to be with the Lord this week. Debbie Balsley, her daddy died this week. Trisha Howard has an aunt, like a mother to her, that passed away this week. To those of you that are mourning and grieving, let me tell you, the mourning, the grieving, it's important. We'll grieve with you. We love you. We're sorry you're going through this. Hey, but let me warn you right now. You be careful that you don't let that thing get out of hand in weeks and months to come. You're going to have to be careful. There are those that mourn in a very unhealthy way. They mourn way too long. And now, I think we will mourn till the day we die, those that we love. But it should not be so overwhelming to us that we cannot function properly in our Christian life. Then, there's another heaviness that gets packed into the bag. The Bible talks about the heaviness of lost loved ones. Paul said in Romans, he said, that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart, for I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen, according to Christ. Paul said, I have some family members that are lost. There's some people I love. And Paul said, I want them to be saved. And Paul said, I almost wish I could be accursed so my family could be saved. And he said, that's heavy on me. Not only that, there's the heaviness of our sins. Psalm 38, verse number 4, the Bible says, for mine iniquities are gone over mine head as an heavy burden. They are too heavy for me. The sin that's in our lives, I have to tell you something, Christian. You are not, God did not create you to live in your sin and just enjoy and do what you want. You're supposed to be right with God, Christian. And if you're not careful, you'll beat yourself up emotionally by tinkering and playing with sin. You're not to do that. It will become heavy for you. The Bible talks about the heaviness of bondage. Nehemiah 5:18, the last part of the verse says, yet for all this required not I the bread of the governor, because the bondage was heavy upon the people. Maybe you have some habits in your life, and those habits need to be conquered in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, but it's heavy for you. I want to tell you all something. I guess I have a difficult time understanding it, though I accept it. Wonder how often I'll hear this, even of one of you. I'll get up here and I'll preach on a sin that you should not be committing, and the next thing you know, you're out of church. And in all sincerity, you say back to me, Brother Owens, I just feel so bad about my sin sometimes. And as you preach on it, I feel the pressure of God in my life. And I feel bad about that sin. Let me tell you something. You just keep coming to church. Don't you let the devil fool you out of church by running you off that way. No, we preach on sin to help you clean up your life, not to run you off. And so you stay right here. But there's that heaviness from sin. Anybody here that's saved, you know that heaviness that comes in our spirit and emotionally. We go into a drought in regard to our spirit. It becomes dry because of our sins. The Bible mentions the heaviness of a child that behaves foolishly. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 1, the Bible says, the Proverbs of Solomon, a wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is heaviness to his mother. Every man in here, let me tell you something. Every child in here, let me warn you. You can quench the spirit of your mom and quench the spirit of your dad because of your behavior. Anybody that's a parent that's ever had a child to break your heart. Nothing heavier in this life. When a child that you've loved and you've tried to do right by them, and they go out and live their life in such a way that it hurts you and breaks your heart. And the Bible says that brings a heaviness. We begin to load down our spiritual suitcase with these things. There's the heaviness of temptation. The Bible says in 1 Peter 1:6, wherein you greatly rejoice through now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptation. That heaviness comes. I have to tell you this story. This week, I was at Food Lion. My wife and I, we drink a lot of water at our house, and we drink a lot of distilled water. We buy water in these 2 or about 2.5 gallon tubs. They're big plastic. They hold a whole 2.5 gallons. Have a little spigot on it where we just pull out a little spigot and the water comes out. It's not a jug where you pour it, but it just sits there and you pull out a little spigot and the water comes out. And I went in and I thought I'm gonna pick up some of those, and I got a couple of those. And then this week I preached to our Martinsburg Christian Academy grade school, and I preached a sermon I entitled "Friends and Ice Cream." I told the kids they ought to have the right kind of friends, and I told about one of my special friends that I spent time with, and me and my friend ate ice cream together. Right at the end of the sermon, I told all the children, I said, "Brother Owens, today for lunch, I'm going to buy you all ice cream." And so I preached that sermon. I was out picking up that ice cream, and I bought 3 or 4 of these 2.5 gallon jugs of water, put them in the bottom of the basket, and then I bought 125 ice cream bars, and I put them in top of the basket. But I wasn't paying any attention to what was going on. Now, you have to understand, I'm in the grocery store and being my dignified self, and I'm pushing this cart around. I had no idea that everything I piled on top of that basket, the basket was full till things were just about falling out of it. It was overloaded. And I didn't realize if there had been enough pressure put on it that one of the spigots of one of those 2.5 gallon tubs had popped open. But I had no idea. I'm going through every aisle of the grocery store, and everywhere I go, I'm leaving water behind. But it's all the way in the bottom, and I'm watching. The people are watching me, and they're kind of, they, and honestly, I don't think they had any idea where the water was coming from. I have people looking at me and kids snickering. I can't believe that. I can't figure out what in the world's going on. What's so funny? And I got up to the counter. I didn't tell my wife this. I was too embarrassed to tell her. I got up to the counter, and I'm taking all this stuff out. And a little old lady said, "Buddy, you got a problem." I can't figure out what she's talking about. She looks at me and she points, and there's water coming out of the bottom of the basket. And I said, "Oh no, I'm leaking." And I pushed that thing in, and I was so embarrassed. Everybody's standing around laughing. You know, I overloaded my basket, and it was costing me. Then I looked back into the store. There's water running everywhere. I've been up and down those aisles. It is coming out just at the right pace. It was everywhere. And I was embarrassed, to say the least. And I'm sure you won't share that story with anybody. I can trust you. This heaviness comes. This heaviness comes because of our mourning. The heaviness comes because of the loss of loved ones, or our sins overwhelm us, and the bondage of our bad habits, or a foolish child, or temptation. Bad decisions, the Bible says in 1 Kings 21:4, and Ahab came to his house heavy and displeased. What was it about? Over a bad decision. He was so depressed, the Bible says, and he laid him down upon his bed and turned away his face and would eat no bread. He was so depressed, the only way he could figure to get out of it, he was going to sleep it off. "I'm going to sleep it off," he said. The heaviness because of even spiritual leadership. The Bible says in Exodus chapter 17, verse 12, "But Moses' hands were heavy. They took a stone and put it under him." This is a story where Moses was fighting a battle, and he had to keep his hands up to let all of his captains know that he was there to lead them. But his arms became heavy. The heaviness of spiritual leadership. His arms began to fall. When he began to fall, the battle that they were in, his team started getting beat. So some men came and held up his arms because of the heaviness of spiritual leadership. Let me say to you, you have heaviness in your life? Do you find that heaviness? Do you find your emotional suitcase overloaded? Let me make you one observation that you need to know, and that is this. God never overloads your luggage. God never overloads your luggage. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above you are able, but will with that temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear." The word temptation there, it has to do with the word testing. God said, "I will never put you through anything that you can't handle. I'll not put something on you that you can't take it." He said, "I'll make a way for you to escape." So if you're under a heavy load, God says there is a way for you to escape a portion of that load. He knows your load limit and He never exceeds it. You say, "I can't take it." And God says, "Yes, you can." For God to put a burden on you that is beyond you is for God to be unfair, and God is never unfair. For God to overload you is for your God to be an unjust God, and my God is a just God. He is perfectly holy. He is perfectly fair. He is perfectly just. You say, "Well, I don't understand that." You don't have to understand it all. You just have to trust Him. But let me tell you what we need to do. There are times when we need to unpack our luggage a bit. There are some of you that you're spiritually, emotionally overloaded. You packed your bag beyond its load limit. And it's not God's fault, it's your fault. You need to get some things out of your suitcase. Psalm 55, verse number 22, it says, "Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and He shall sustain thee." You say, what's that mean? It means you've got a burden on your back, and God said you need to take that burden off your back and put it on the back of Jesus, and He will sustain you. And if we won't do what He says, take our burdens to the Lord and leave it there. Boy, most anybody that's ever been in church around here, you've heard the song, "Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there." You've heard the song, you know, the song, you've sung the song, you've heard the song sung, but you're not doing it. And you have yourself to the point that you're so weighed down, your emotions are overwhelming, you feel you're going under the weight, and you're not to do that. And it's not God's fault. He said, "Bring your burden to me, I'll carry the load." And if we don't do what He told us, bring our burden to the Lord and let Him take that load, He said, then you become a burden to yourself. You did that to yourself. Listen to this verse. Job 7:20 says, "I have sinned. What shall I do unto thee, O thou preserver of men? Why hast thou set me as a mark against thee so that I am a burden to myself?" You have allowed yourself to become a burden to yourself. Why? Because you've had burdens and heartaches, and God said they will come. He describes them in the Bible. I read it to you. He said, and you keep packing those into your emotions and into your emotional suitcase. But God said, "I told you, you had to unload that suitcase and bring your burdens to me." God said, "I never intended you to carry the weight of all that. I intended you to face some of it, then unload some of it and let me carry it, and you can go on and live your life." See, He's provided a way for us to escape the heaviness. That's what this altar is for. That's why we have an altar call around here. That's what prayer is for. Some of you are going to explode if you don't unpack your luggage. You carry too much heaviness. How do you do it? Well, watch this. Grieving. Some of you need to unpack. You need to take some of that grieving out of your suitcase. You say, "How do I do that?" Well, it would be good if you'd realize there's a heaven. Damn. If you're mourning the loss of a loved one, thank God there's a heaven. Realize your dead loved one would not want you depressed over their death. Bring the weight of the loss to the altar and say, "God, I can't let this thing destroy the life that You've given me. God, I'm bringing it to the altar. I'm leaving it there. I'm walking back to my seat. I'm unloading some of that heavy pressure out of my bag. I believe there's a heaven. I believe You know what's going on. I'm trusting You." And some of you could go back to your seat and say, "Whoa, I feel so much lighter. I think I can emotionally handle what I must about the loss of my loved one. Look, there's nothing you can do about it anyway. They're gone. They're gone. What does God want you to do? Accept that fact. Trust God and go on and serve Him. Good. You need to unload your suitcase. For instance, some of you, you need to unpack some of that depression over lost loved ones. You have somebody that you love, and you want them to be saved. And you want them to go to heaven someday. Now listen to this. Let me help you. Some of you need to realize that God loves them more than you love them. And God wants them saved more than you want them saved. And God is for them being saved more than you're for them being saved. And what you need to do in some cases, you need to love them, you need to pray for them, and you need to witness when you can, and then you're going to have to leave it in the hands of the Lord. And you're going to have to take some of that pressure off so that you can survive in this life. You've just overloaded your suitcase. You bring that heavy depression to the Lord. You bring it to the altar. You get on your face and say, God, I want my husband saved. And I'm going to continue to pray. But God, I'm not going to be depressed. I've got to be a happy wife or my husband's not going to see the victory that God brings to a Christian. You can't let the depression of a lost loved one cause them to look at you and not see Jesus. They're supposed to see the joy of the Lord in your life. What are we going to do? We've got to unpack the bag, folks. Unpack it. Some of you need to unpack the heaviness that you brought on yourself because of your sin. I'm talking to Christians now. Somebody needs to pull that some sin out of your bag. And I'm going to tell you, if you're saved and when you sin, you're going to feel bad. The Bible makes it very clear. God chastises His own. When you do wrong as a Christian, He's going to swat your back in. Because if you belong to Him, He's going to discipline you. And listen, anytime my dad disciplined me, I was not a happy camper. I didn't see my daddy come and say, boy, this is going to be good. First thing I said was, it was my brother that did it. You know how brothers are. Now, I was coming up with every excuse under the sun, but let me tell you, if you're a born-again Christian and you got sin in your life and it's unconfessed, you say, well, I'm getting away with it. No, you're not. You're depressed about it. There are times you won't even come to church because of it. That's not right. What do you need to do? You need to reach into your emotional suitcase and take it out. And what you ought to do is you ought to admit it's sin. You ought to come to the altar, forsake your sin, and accept God's forgiveness and leave the burden and the weight behind. Listen, Christian, if you're saved and you're living in sin, you're going to be miserable. You say, well, I'm living in sin, and it doesn't bother me a lick, then maybe you're not saved. Now, that's up to you to decide. I can't tell you whether you are or you are not, but I am going to tell you this. God chastens His own. I do not believe for a second you can lose your salvation, not for one moment. But I believe you can lose your joy, and I believe you can lose God's blessing, and I believe that you can add so much depression to your Christian life because of the sin that's in your life. You need to reach in the suitcase of your life and pull the sin out, bring it to the altar, confess it, get it right with God. And some of you would say, hey, I think I can make it. I can take the weight of this thing. Some of you need to unpack the heaviness of bondage. You have some bad habits in your life and they need to change. And you know they need to change. It's time for some of you to overcome them. You can have victory in Jesus Christ. We sing it every service here. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. Now look, we have victory. We are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. So it's time for some of you to take the bad habit, bring it down the aisle with you, get on your face before God and say, God, that's it. I'm going to have me a victory. I can't take the emotional pressure of the bad habit and the backslidden condition anymore. I've got to get this emotional backpack unpacked for myself. That's why some of you go batty. You got this thing so packed full. You need to unpack maybe the depression that comes along with a foolish child. We got to take that out of your backpack. Let God comfort you. And realize this, parents. You're no good to that child if you're depressed all the time about their problem.
Get on topside. And I mean, you have to be happy about they've messed up their life, whether they're young, grown, and out of the house. But I'm going to tell you something. You better keep your spirit right with God if you're ever going to be of help to them. Some of you need to bring some of that heaviness to the Lord and leave it at the altar and go back out and serve God. Realize you're no good to somebody with all that depression in your life. Somebody here needs to unpack the heavy guilt of bad decisions from your past. You've got some bad decisions in your past. And goodness, we pay for them for a long time, huh? He said, Brother Owens, I made some bad decisions and they haunt me and they're heavy on me, all right. Okay, you can't change it. Let's face this thing point blank. You look some of your bad decisions right in the eyeball and you say, all right, I can't change you. I know you're there. I'll do what I can. I'll fix what I can. I'll deal with the rest. But you are not going to steal my victory today. You stole my victory in the past, but you're not stealing it today. I'm going to get up off my knees. I'm unloading my suitcase and I'm going on for God. Bring it to the altar and leave it there. Take it to the Lord. Take the burden off your back and put it on His back and go serve God. Some of you need to unpack the heaviness of temptations that have come into your life. You don't have to give in to that temptation. Don't you let the devil convince you of it. Some of you, hey, even some of you, you have the weight of spiritual responsibility. You say, burdened? Burdened down because of spiritual responsibility? Oh, yeah. For some of you, you're working for the Lord like you never have before, and you're almost depressed about your work for God. You say, Brother Owens, oh, the heaviness of what I'm doing for God. Yes, indeed. You better believe the devil's going to pile it on as thick and as hard as he can to stop you from serving God. But let me tell you something. Come to the altar and say, Lord, you want to know something? This is your work, not my work. I'm just a workhorse around here. And God, I'm going to keep on going, and you're going to have to sustain me. Serve in the power of the Holy Spirit of God, not in your personality. That'll sustain you. You can tell when a busy person is getting away from God. They get depressed about serving God. You could be serving the devil. Get your chin up, Christian. You're serving God. You're serving God. Lighten your emotional load. Listen, I can only help you carry your overloaded luggage so long. Some of you are going to have to, lighten your load so you can carry it. People come to me, I need encouragement, Brother Owens. I need encouragement. I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you. But you even can walk away and say, Brother Owens, you just can't be there all the time. There are times when I'm all alone and I can't get to you to get the encouragement. What am I going to do? Get the burden out of your suitcase. Get the heaviness out of your suitcase. Hey! Who keeps me encouraged? Who do I run to? Well, I run to the Lord and I leave my burdens there. And I walk off and glad to have that by me. Now I'm going to serve God. And God said, I'm going to need somebody that can go around and encourage everybody else that's got heavy suitcases. Hey, I'm like a bellhop around here. I go around carrying all your suitcases all the time. Can I tell you something? You're going to have to learn to carry your own suitcase. Well, I'm glad to do it. By the way, you owe me a tip. You hear about the, and I'm almost finished, stick with me here, but you hear about the three people on the airplane, 30,000 feet in the sky. There was a dumb blonde, a Boy Scout, and a preacher on this plane. They started having engine problems. The plane was getting ready to go down, and they found out three passengers, two parachutes. This Boy Scout, he said to the preacher, he said, Preacher, you take one of those parachutes. You help a lot of people. You take the parachute. Preacher said to the Boy Scout, oh, no. You take one of those parachutes. You have your whole life ahead of you. About that time, the dumb blonde spoke up and said, I'm beautiful. I'm jumping. She grabbed a bag, jumped out the door, started sailing toward the ground. Preacher said to that Boy Scout, now, son, you go ahead and take that other parachute there. Boy Scout said, Preacher, don't worry. We're both okay. We got two shoes. Preacher said, how so? Said, that stupid blonde just grabbed my backpack. Hey, my friend, suicide equals overloaded emotional baggage. breakdowns equal overloaded emotional baggage. Emotional explosions where you're totally out of control of your emotions. Overloaded emotional baggage. You don't have to crack. You don't have to crack up. You need to unpack. You don't have to fall apart. You need to unpack. You don't have to go crazy. You need to unpack. I'll tell you what you do. You come down the altar and you leave all those sins and all those heavy things. And while you're at the altar, I'll tell you what you do. You get you some joy, put it in your suitcase. You get yourself some victory and put it in your suitcase. You get yourself some encouragement and put it in your suitcase. You get you a big old dose of caring about other people. Put it in your suitcase. You come down the altar, get yourself some courage. Put it in your suitcase. You get yourself some forgiveness. Put it in your suitcase. Boy, you get yourself some happiness. Get a smile on your face and you get you some happiness. Put it in your suitcase. You get yourself some optimism. You put it in your suitcase. You get yourself a dose of the Holy Spirit. You put it in that suitcase. You zip it up and you say, you know what? I can handle this thing.
Amen.
I think I can make it. Hey, this thing isn't near as heavy. I've got joy in it. I've got happiness in it. I've got the Holy Spirit in it. I don't have all the depression of the world in this thing. I'm telling you, folks, it works. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Now, if you're unsaved, you need to come to the altar and get saved. We could take the curse of your sin out of the suitcase and put Jesus in. You could walk away forgiven of your sin with Jesus in your suitcase. You say, you know what? Woo! We do this together. But you won't do it by yourself. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If you're here today and you've never trusted Christ, you need to get saved and He can provide for you exactly what I described to you today. If not, you're going to be weighed down. See, you have hell as your future. That is depressing to me. I'm saved. I'm going to heaven. And my Savior said, Jeff, I'm not only going to save you, I'll help carry your luggage. When she starts getting weighed down, I just think, I better clean that thing up. What else do you need in it? You need your Mayberry RFD pajamas in there. If you're not saved today, I invite you to the Savior. If you're saved, somebody here may need to leave your seat, whether you're in the balcony, the lower floor. You may need to walk this aisle, come down to this altar, get on your face and say, Lord, I can't carry this anymore. I'm bringing it here. I'm leaving it. I'm going to take my burden to the Lord. I'm going to leave it there. And whatever you do, don't walk halfway back to your pew, run back up here and grab it again. Leave it there. Say, does it work? It works. It works. He wouldn't have promised it to us if it didn't work. Well, you got weighed. Why are you weighed down? Why? Let's fix it. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes.